Okay, good morning, everyone. My name is Mia Mari. Mari is my middle name, not my last name. If this is your first time being here and listening to my voice, hello. This is very exciting. I have not released a podcast since about, I think, February 23rd. So it's been a minute. I'm going to try to stay more consistent when it comes to like my podcast and everything because it is a passion for me. I've just been so busy, but I need to like take time and do this and do other things that I'm passionate about. Because I'm in New York City, and what better way to craft your passion than to be in New York City doing it? So, today's podcast, we are going to be talking about seasonal depression. As you guys know, it is springtime now in the lovely city of New York. And when springtime comes here, everyone's energy and everyone's demeanor and personality, even sometimes, and their character and their moods and behaviors change. But it changed for the better. Lately, the weather here has been about mid 50s to mid 70s, so it's getting really hot here, and I absolutely love it. Tomorrow is going to be at 75 degrees. Me and my friends, we're going to go to Washington Square Park tomorrow. Today is also like Ben and Jerry's Day, so they're giving out like free ice cream everywhere at the locations in the city. By the way, this is not an ad. And there's just so much going on that I'm like enamored, and I love springtime. I'm a spring baby. I'm a Taurus. I was born May 13, 2004. So naturally, I am a spring baby. I love springtime. It's the time of rebirth. It's the time of gratitude, of growth. That's why at the beginning of the year, I talked a lot about how springtime, to me, is the actual time where you should be, changing habits for yourself. Not the beginning of the year, not January 1st. And the reason why I say this is because winter is about resting. It's about hibernation. It's about rehabilitation and nurturing and caring for yourself, because a lot of things are dormant in winter naturally, and people just become dormant a lot, whether they close off their emotions or a lot of people just physically like to stay inside. So winter is about, taking care of yourself and everything, whereas springtime is the actual time where people should be like manifesting, writing New Year's resolutions, et cetera, because this is the time where a lot of growth and rebirth, it's like the renaissance of the year, if you really think it's the annual renaissance. So that's why I love spring. I did not like New York City for the past couple of months. I didn't like New York City from November to like, I would say like early March. So that was about 4 months, I think, of my time here that I did not like the city. I contemplated leaving New York City a lot during that time, and that's because it was winter. And winter time is not naturally something that I like, and not naturally something that I thrive in, and I know it. And I know it. Okay, so the definition, according to Google, for seasonal depression is actually called seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, which is a type of depression that is it has a seasonal pattern. The episodes of depression tend to occur at the same time each year, usually during the winter. As other types of depression, two of the main symptoms of SAD are low mood and lack of interest in life. It's usually self-diagnosable, and it is extremely common in the US. So this is very common with a lot of people. Like, a lot of symptoms include fatigue, depression, hopelessness, and social withdrawal. So it's just a very common reoccurrence in wintertime here in the US, and maybe here in New York City as well. This is my first winter here in New York City. Well, I survived my first winter, woohoo. So that was very interesting. And I like I feel like I went through some of the symptoms of SAD, but I'm not going to say that I have seasonal affective disorder. But then again, they said it's self-diagnosable. But yeah, I don't really know. I can't really say because I don't like self-diagnosing myself for something and everything if there are other people who are actually suffering with it, if that makes sense. So that's why I won't say it. But I definitely would say that I have had those symptoms of SAD. 100%. Definitely. So, seasonal depression. Basically, I'm just going to talk about my experience with it and my experience here in New York City with it. I mean, if there's people that's listening to this and wants to move to New York City, I'm just going to tell you straight up, it sucks in the winter. It sucks. To me, it sucks. Some people may be like, oh my God, I love winter here. The only time of winter I loved in New York City, definitely, 100%, was around Thanksgiving and Christmas time. So about like 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, all the way up until I left to go back to Hawaii for Christmas break. That was like what I loved. But then January came around and I was just like, no. So majority of the talk, majority of this, what I'm going to say about seasonal depression kind of occurs a lot in January, February time frame. So, well, mainly January, because January is really cold-ish. But yeah, so apparently according to like some of my local friends that have lived here for majority of their life, this was one of the hottest winters that they've had, and I was complaining. So I can imagine it being colder, but then also that's bad because if I was suffering a lot this year with like my fatigue and everything, just imagine when it's literally like 20 degrees out every single day. Now, when it comes to wintertime, I live on a campus that we have an underground tunnel, and it's a very small campus here in the city. It's Fordham University at Lincoln Center. I do not go to Rose Hill. Rose Hill is a bigger campus, so therefore you have to kind of walk outside. But I do not have to walk outside here, which I'm very thankful for, so I honestly just stay inside majority of the time. I can't imagine going to like NYU or Columbia, because NYU is a huge campus. And Columbia is a pretty big campus too, so you're gonna have to walk outside. But I mean, I guess I never really thought about it because I go to a college like this, but I feel like if I went to a college like Columbia or anything like that, then my perception of all of that and walking outside and doing this and that would be different, 100%. But I am here presently. So It was hard for me. But the biggest thing that I had during wintertime was wanting to leave New York. I was looking up colleges in like Germany. I was looking up how do I move out of here and just move to Puerto Rico full time? Like, how do I transfer back to Hawaii? I just wanted to go somewhere warm and cheap. Even though Germany's not that warm, it's very much more cheaper to live in Europe than it is to live here in New York City, regardless. I just wanted to leave so bad. I honestly think it's because I was so used to the warmth of Hawaii, and I was used to the warmth of Puerto Rico because I've been there numerous times with my family and friends, that it's like, and I live in Hawaii, it's just like, oh, like, I want this year round. I don't like it being cold. So sorry if I'm complaining about this. I think this is just the harsh truth that everyone just kind of needs to know about seasonal depression here in the lovely city of New York. But I really wanted to leave New York a lot. I remember going on like my TikToks and I would just be like saving the travel post of like people in Europe, people in the Caribbean, people in Hawaii, even though I've lived there. I'm just like, a lot of people romanticize Hawaii, but that's a whole nother thing. That's a whole nother topic, and I'll probably get to that later. But people romanticize here. I romanticize New York through my socials. But it's just like, I just wanted to leave so bad. I kept saying, I was like, oh, I see why the rich leave during the winter and stay here in the summer, go to the Hamptons in the summer. I'm going to the Hamptons this Thursday. So when this is uploaded, I will be in the Hamptons. So hopefully it'll be warm because it's going to be warm this week. But I see why everyone just keeps leaving. I see why people who have enough money leave here. Like, I see it. And I was just like, oh, well, that drives me to have enough money so I can leave New York City in the winter and then come back in the spring and the summer, you know, or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So I just, like, really wanted to really, like, just leave the city a lot. And I wanted kind of like a slower pace of life. If I did want to stay in the cold, I would want a slower pace of life. So maybe go out to the suburbs somewhere. Maybe go out to the Hamptons again or go to Pennsylvania, the rural parts over there. But I just did not want to be in a city where it was cold and there was just like no greenery, if that makes sense. So I really wanted to leave a lot during winter time. I kind of romanticized my life leaving to the point where I was not grateful for where I was at here. I had to really think about it when springtime came around. I was like, oh, I'm so grateful to live here. I'm so grateful to have this view from my dorm because this is a $4 million+ view that most people will probably never get again in their life. So I just found a way to just be more grateful for the life that I have and the life that, like, you know, was given to me. And I am grateful. I do think the warm weather has a lot to do with it and it's more sunny, but yeah. Also, a little bit of that traveling came into, like, fruition when my friends and I went to Puerto Rico for our spring break. And I realized through that, I was like, oh, wow, I love it here. I love it down here. You know, but I also did miss New York City. I think I missed New York City because that's where I want to, like, lay my roots. That's where I want to start a business and do this and do that. And, you know, I wanted to be in the culture there, but I also loved Puerto Rico. So it made me low-key kind of miss New York City. Not the weather, but the city. But in Puerto Rico, it's, like, it's gorgeous. It's beautiful. The people there are just so diverse, and I absolutely love it. My Spanish got better there, which is crazy because I was only there for a week. Just imagine being there for, like, 6 months of a year. So traveling there made me kind of realize how grateful I am to be here, but it also made me kind of step out of New York and live a slower pace of life, so I had a good balance, definitely. So I'm definitely grateful for that kind of, like, aspect of everything. But yes, I hate the cold. Sorry, I do. It was kind of like, I never really realized I didn't like it that much until I moved to Hawaii, because I lived in North Carolina, but I moved to Hawaii, and then it was sunny and hot year-round. It would be raining, but it was raining and hot. But then, you know, I came here and I was just like, wow, I really don't like the cold. Like, I was expecting to be like, I could wear the cute little trench coats and stuff like that. And it's so cute. Winter fashion is so, so cute to me. I absolutely love winter fashion. I love it here. I love seeing the women on, like, was it Madison Avenue, I think is what it's called, and Lexington and Park, because that's, like, the closest, like, I can kind of see, you know, fashion-wise. And I absolutely love it. It's so cute. I also love summer and spring. I love fall. I love the fashion of just all the seasons and everything. So I really was very excited about that. I loved seeing it throughout the winter. My gosh, I loved it. But it kind of, like, limited me with going out to places a lot because I was fatigued, because I had a lack of interest in a lot of things. My mental health started getting a little bit worse and my anxiety got worse, where it kind of, like, influenced me to just have a lack of things that I used to really like during the school year and here in school. And my academics are great and everything, but it's just, I was just not as passionate about a lot of things as, you know, as I used to be. But now it's getting better, which is great, especially after spring break. That helped a lot. But seasonal depression really does mess with you that you wouldn't think it messed with you until springtime rolls around. You're like, wow, I was stuck in that mental rut for so long. Then now that it's spring and it's sunny and it's warm and I'm eating ice cream and stuff on the street, it's like I didn't consciously realize the place I was in subconsciously. And I mean, it is kind of like sad and everything to kind of like see it, but it's like, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I don't really know. It's like, it like leaves me speechless because I never really realized it until like now. But the good thing about winter is that it snowed. And it snowed, I think, the last day of Black History Month. Woohoo! When it snowed. It was really, really beautiful. I went to Central Park when it snowed. I went more uptown to Central Park. That area, Central Park, west, and it was more, it's more hilly up there, so it was really fun to, like, you know, go in the snow. I went to snow in the night, I went to snow to see the snow in the morning, and it was just really fun, and it made me want to go outside. I think it's because it was, like, I haven't seen snow in, like, 3 years, actually, no, 5 years, because there wasn't much snow in North Carolina around the time I was leaving and stuff. And so it was amazing. And I loved it. And I was like, this is why I came to New York City, because of snow. I loved it. It was cold, but I think it was so worth it. When it's snow outside, when it's something there, it's just like, it's so worth it. And so that made me really happy towards the end of like my winter here in New York City, because I was just like, that was such a bang to it. And I know a lot of people have been like wanting snow so bad here, and it finally happened, and you know, my seasonal depression was cured for a little bit. But like, it just made me realize like all the stuff I went through in the winter time was worth it in the end. Yes, it was snow, but it was worth it. You know, that's what people come here to New York City to see sometime. And I'm just one of those people who just moved here because I wanted to see snow. I wanted to experience the winter. It messed me up mentally. It did. But it prepared me a lot for the winters coming up and the rest of my life here. And I think so. I'm very grateful to have my cute little winter here and to realize that SAD is normal and you will get through it. Just remember, like, it's a normal feeling. And it may suck, but you will get through it. Anywhere else here in the world right now, you will get through it. I promise. Okay, so now we are moving into the spring segment of everything. It's springtime. So you see how happy I am right now? Because it's springtime. I'm talking about spring. Everyone, I love primavera. Springtime. By the way, that means spring in Italian. But I love, primavera is such a pretty name, and I'm just going to call spring primavera for now on, okay? But I absolutely love spring. You guys can literally see my demeanor, like, change because I said that. Like, in the first segment, I was like, oh, complaining, da da da, but then now I'm like, oh, it's springtime. So, I love spring. You guys should love spring, too. Summer is too hot, but no, I love spring. I was born in the spring. I love it. I always associate spring with like flowers and baby birds chirping and hatching and the forest and, you know, just a beautiful day. Tomorrow, my friends and I are going to Wash, like I said earlier. So I'm very excited about that because I was there, I think, 2 days ago. And I think it was 2 days ago. And I was sitting in the park with my friend and we were just like people watching, and then we played with this man's dog, and it's just beautiful. and I love it so much. I just love seeing people happy, and I love people watching. I love seeing how everyone in New York just collectively is like, okay, it's above 60 degrees. Let's go outside. I love that. I thought 60 degrees in Hawaii was cold, but here I'm just like, I'm loving it. I'm loving it 100%. Usually people do spring cleaning when it comes around the springtime. I did spring cleaning yesterday. It was kind of subconscious because I didn't realize it at the moment. But I did spring cleaning, and I cleaned out a lot of things from under my bed, and I have some things I'm going to go give to charity later, which is amazing. You guys should also go do that. Give away your things to people in need, especially as it's getting hot. It gets really hot and sticky here in New York City. It's kind of like southern hot. It's also my first summer here, so really excited. My first summer without, like, my parents too, so I feel like a big girl, and I'm making my own money and income, so I'm very happy right now, guys. But yeah, go give yourself a charity, especially now. It's like, it's great. And I have some things that will kind of last people until winter as well. But basically, I cleaned out a lot of my things, and I got new flowers from a campus event. They're very beautiful. It's in my windowsill actually right now as I speak, because I'm facing towards my window in my dorm room. And I'm just really happy, really excited. Spring is a time of rebirth. Like I said, rebirth, new beginnings, renaissance. So, synonym for rebirth. And so my roommate has moved out, and it kind of gave me, like, more space to kind of, like, do yoga, do my laundry, and meditate. And I've been meditating and everything. I've been exercising a lot. So I'm very grateful for what I have right now and what's been going on. And I'm very grateful for whatever is going to happen in the future. And I expect great things to happen for me in the future. Not off that topic, but I'm also wearing some of my old clothes right now. But off that topic, spring has made me kind of go out more in the city. Like I said, like, with everyone's being out, it makes me want to go out and just walk around more, go to the park more. It makes me not to be afraid to go outside. Because in the winter, I had to kind of, like, mentally prepare myself a lot to go outside and be like, okay, it's going to be cold, it's going to pierce your face, but you have to go outside. You have to go to Soho. You have to go to your job. But now I don't have a job because I make my own money, my own way. I'm my own boss now. I don't work for anyone else. Sorry, this is going really off topic. That I, like, now I'm just like, if I did have a job, I'd be like, yay, going on to Soho, might as well walk to, like, Times Square and take it, like, take the train or whatever, you know. And but so it makes me want to go out more. It makes me want to maybe go to dinner more with the girls, go clubbing more, like, do things like that. It makes me just want to do more. And I'm happy to do more. And it makes me really happy. It makes me love New York City again, because it's like, because all the fun events they have is when it's hot. Like, even Dumbo's open now. So I'm like, yay! It makes me really happy to do all these things and to do it with friends. And now I have an amazing solid friend group, and I love them so much. And I'm just like, I just love doing everything and everywhere all at once. Next is flowers and the festivals that are going on right now. Not festivals, but farmers markets. I didn't get any flowers at the Union Square market, but I did get some here, like I said earlier. And what was I gonna say? There's flowers everywhere. There's cherry blossoms blooming. I've taken so many pictures of cherry blossoms and pretty trees here because I did not know cherry blossoms bloomed up here. I literally did not know that, which is crazy. I was just like, oh, they're gorgeous. Like, there's a whole cherry blossom festival in Brooklyn, and I never knew that. So that's really, really amazing to me. And I was just like, wow, this is such an amazing place. I love reading a lot. I've been reading more in the sun, reading before dinner. And it's just honestly just been an amazing, amazing, like, experience, an amazing feeling. I went to Union Square Market the other day, and they had protests, they had jams, they had bread, flowers, jewelry, art, and I'm just like, I love seeing everyone out. I went to the bookstore the other day. I read for a little bit. I love just seeing everyone out and about. I've been to this place called the Grey Dog. I think it's around Union Square area, and they had like a lot of summery music. The door was open. It was hot, and I'm like, this is what I came to New York City for. This is what I love. I love this New York City. So it was really amazing. And I was like, I just want to like stay out forever and go everywhere today. Because usually winter, I didn't like to do that. But now I'm like, I loved doing it. And I'm very, very grateful to do this and to be here. And it makes me realize, I'm like, oh, I live here. I live in New York City. Like, I don't live in a place that's dingy and cold. I live in one of the greatest cities in the world. It was just cold for a couple of months, but it's okay, girl. So I was very excited about that. My personal feelings about spring is happiness, bliss, and rejoice. I love it, and I hope you guys love it too. And if you ever move to New York City, please, please, just hear me out about winter. It's beautiful. They have a lot of events. It's amazing. Some people love the cold. I don't like the cold, but it's not bad. I just didn't like it myself, but it's not bad. Everywhere has wonky, cold, piercing your skin days, but it's worth it in the end when it's spring and summer and fall. I promise you. Winter is just that season that you're just like, no. But everything else is like, you'll love it. And if you guys do live here already, then you know the feeling and everything. But you also realize like how grateful you are to like go to Rockefeller Center, go ice skating around Christmas time, or have the Macy's Day Parade, and you know, so many other things, and go shopping and on Fifth Ave and see all these amazing things, Central Park and the snow. So I'm not gonna really like completely like be mean to winter, but I'm just gonna say like it's not my favorite season, but it has its good and has its bad, just like any other season for anyone. It has its good as bad, because I know right now the pollen's gonna come out, my nose is gonna die, my nose is already stuffy, so I just know it's coming. But still, like every season has its good and its bad, so I really honestly think like it's okay. Now, before I end this podcast today, this is probably a shorter podcast, but I'm happier because I wasn't rambling so much. I'm just going to say, it will suck. If you are moving here, it will suck. Your first winter will suck, but you will get over it. I promise you. That's like me moving to France. You will get over the first winter there. It sucks, but it's like, it's a new experience, you know, a new place. Like, enjoy it and just have fun. You know, so, and if you do not like it, then you can always go somewhere else and transfer someone else, and, like, that's okay. You know, maybe some cities don't fit you as you thought it would, and that's okay. You know, things happen for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. That's my motto in life. A lot of people, like, don't like it, but I'm just like, everything happens for a reason, you know. So, yeah, that's all I really have to say today. I hope you guys really enjoyed this podcast and enjoyed my honest and harsh take on winter, but also same thing with spring, but also the good about both of these amazing and beautiful seasons and what I think these seasons represent for me. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at MiaMari. And you follow my YouTube, which is the same handle. And you follow this podcast on Instagram, which is Project 6 Pod, as well as the same handle on Twitter. So thank you so much for tuning in. And I will see you guys next week. Like, I'm going to be consistent about this. So I will see you guys next week. Bye.